Welcome to the Week 2 NFL Betting Rundown presented by @JSportsBetting1. Oh, thanks, guys. We're on Apple Podcasts. That's cool. Thanks for all your support. I saw on the latest pod, two-thirds of you guys were actually listening on Apple, so that's really cool. We got a lot of new listeners. I want to preface this ahead of time. All these lines is as of late Friday night. We're recording this basically during the halftime of Nuggets Lakers, so we don't know all the injuries that might occur game day. You know, if something big happens, I wouldn't bet on any of the lines we give in those games. And we are using the new Barstool Sportsbook app. They're the only ones with a lot of these props that way ahead of time, so props to them. Let's get into it. For the first game, we're going to cover Vikings +3 versus Colts. I'm all over the Vikings here. I think +3 is very generous. Both teams came off pretty big losses. Not blowouts, but not very close games. But the Vikings was against a quality Packer team who was in the NFC Championship game last year. And the Colts lost to a presumptive bottom five team in the NFL in the Jacksonville Jaguars. So I do think the Vikings win here outright. I mean, I'll take the field goal. That's nice. I'm surprised they're the underdogs. I think the Colts are dead. Marlon Mack's out. Phillip Rivers stinks. He's a good Vikings +3. As always, I'm going to introduce the man, the myth, the legend, the money-making machine. He's 3 for 3 on even or plus unit days on this podcast. See, and he's going to give his game right now. He's going to give his pick right now for the Lions at Packers game.
So if you listened last weekend, we did great NFL weekend, 4-2 for me. Last night for Thursday Night Football, lost the Joe Mixon prop bet, but did win with the Heat. +2 in a great game. And now I'm going to go with the over here in the Lions-Packers game at 49.5. If you listened last weekend, you heard me talk about the Lions. And while I do have hope for them this season, they blew it last weekend. The under totally would have hit, which we had at 43.5. Mitch Trubisky took over that game, and the Lions just can't let that happen. But with all the cornerbacks out, including Justin Coleman, going on the IR, I see Aaron Rodgers slinging for tons of yardage and tons of touchdowns, just as he did last weekend as he took advantage of a beat-up Vikings defense. I really like the over here. And Matthew Stafford did play a good game against the Bears, even though they lost. Huge drop at the end by DeAndre Swift. We're going with the over here, 49.5.
For my second pick, I'm going Bears versus Giants under 43.5. I think both these teams have really bad offenses. The Bears were bailed out by the Lions' top three corners being out. They only had, I think, two corners by the end of the game, and they were playing every snap. Some snaps they were playing safeties at quarterback. I think that was a really fluky. I don't think Mitchell Trubisky really changed. I think that was a really fluky fourth quarter comeback with a combination of injuries and very conservative play calling by the Lions coach. And I also think the Giants, they played a terrible game against Pittsburgh. Their offense as well isn't good. And the Bears defense is pretty decent. I mean, the Giants defense isn't, but I think both offenses are bad enough that the under 43.5 hits.
Next game we're going to cover is Rams versus Eagles, or Rams at Eagles. Personally, I have Rams +1.5. I think they played a great game versus the Cowboys, albeit at home. And the Eagles blowing a 17-point lead against the Washington football team now. That's tough. That's 17-0, and you blow it against Dwayne Haskins. I can't trust that there. I think the Rams played a really good Cowboys team really well. The Eagles just looked terrible, allowed 8 sacks, which is a ton. I think the most in week one. I'll take the Rams plus points here, +1.5. I think that's probably the most logical, fairly easy pick, which probably means the Eagles are going to win by a lot. But I'm a sucker, so I'm going to take Rams +1.5 here.
I'm also going to take the Rams here. I'm going to go with Moneyline +104. I agree with Jay here on all of his points. And if you listened last weekend, I also explained that I think the Rams will be a great football team this year. I won with my plus three bet last weekend against the Cowboys. And the Rams are coming in a little underrated here. I think that they should 100% be favored. The Eagles stink. The Eagles absolutely stink. They blew it last weekend against the Redskins. And Carson Wentz, who started the game off hot, showed that there is going to be some problems in that offense. And also, the offensive line of the Eagles, who seems to be a little injured, is supposed to be the strength of that team, and they don't seem to be putting up good amount of play for them to succeed. Although Miles Sanders does come back this weekend, I really like the Rams here, and I think Aaron Donald will have a huge game. The defense is huge for the Rams, and I like the money line. The next game we're going to move on to is Titans versus Jaguars. We're both going to give a player prop here. My player prop is going to be Corey Davis, over 4.5 receptions. I really like this because the odds are plus 105. Although we're filming this on Friday, I do believe that A.J. Brown is not going to be playing Sunday, which means he'll open up the field a lot more for Corey Davis. He had a great game Monday night against the Broncos, who have great speedy corners, and he proved that he can be a good receiver in the NFL. Although he hasn't shown it and was a top 10 pick a few years back, they did not pick up the fifth-year option. I think this year, Ryan Tannehill is going to throw more, and the offense is going to take a bigger step. Corey Davis is going to be part of that plan. And now to Jay for his player prop.
Oh, my pick for this game is Ryan Tannehill under 225 passing yards. I have a lot of reasons for this. To begin, Ryan Tannehill had a lot of passing attempts last week. 43 to be exact, and only 249 passing yards to show for it. To add on to that, he's also missing his primary star young wide receiver in A.J. Brown. His wide receiver one is Corey Davis, who hasn't done anything except for last week where he did good, even though Ryan Tannehill still only had 249 passing yards. But he hasn't really done anything significant since he got drafted fifth overall. Derrick Henry, usually this is his main team to go off against. I'm predicting a big game for Derrick Henry, and I'm probably going to jump on over 0.5 touchdowns and might jump on the over his total rushing yards here. I think it goes under here.
For my second and last player prop on Sunday, I'm going to go with DeAndre Hopkins over 73.5 receiving yards. I think the Redskins do have a good defense, but the secondary is no match for DeAndre Hopkins here. DeAndre Hopkins had a great week last week, with 154 receiving yards and over 15 targets. I think the Washington front line will give pressure to Kyler Murray, but his speed and ability to scramble and throw outside the pocket should help DeAndre Hopkins here. This is my personal lock for the week, as I can't name a single corner on the Washington football team. Hopkins over 73.5 receiving yards for Sunday. Before I give it off to Jay for his Sunday night football pick of the week, I'm going to take Chiefs here -9 against the Chargers. Last week, if you listened, I thought the Chargers, you know, were a good football team, but they proved me wrong against the Bengals. I thought it would for sure be a blowout. The Bengals, who aren't very good this year, should have made the game go into overtime. But Reggie Bullock totally blew that. And I think the Chargers will underachieve this season. Tyrod Taylor, although should be, you know, a top five backup quarterback in the league, is forced to start too often. And I think if the Chiefs come out early here, scoring a lot of points, I don't see the Chargers coming back in any way. They don't have enough explosive weapons on offense to keep up with the Chiefs. I know the line 9 is very big, but Mahomes didn't have a great week last week, so I expect him to come out firing in week 2. I love the Chiefs here, -9.
The penultimate game of week 2, Sunday Night Football, Patriots at Seahawks. I'm all over the Seahawks there. I'm not going to take the point spread or the money line. I have two. I have a team prop and I have a player prop for you. My player prop is Chris Carson, +650 for the first touchdown. Chris Carson got 2 touchdowns last game, had a heavy usage. I'm projecting a heavy usage for the second game in a row this time. If the first touchdown is +650, The game total should be, I think, probably high plus 100s, maybe 200. I take that as well. My second pick for this game is Seahawks team total over 23.5. They absolutely tore up the Atlanta Falcons on the road. And the Patriots are coming all the way cross country to Seattle. And I know they don't have that killer home field advantage, but the Patriots, they looked good last week versus the Dolphins, but the Dolphins are the Dolphins at the end of the day. The Patriots, a lot of people have to remember, they had the most players, or the most starters at least, opt out. I know they have at least 3, 4, 5 starters on that defense opted out because of coronavirus this year. I'm going to take Seahawks team total over 23.5, and I'm fairly confident in this one. I'd put 2 or 3 units on it.
Before we give our NBA picks for the conference finals, game 3, Heat Celtics, we're going to go with Monday Night Football here. Saints against the Raiders in the Death Star. First game in Las Vegas for the Raiders. You may think, oh, first game in Las Vegas, they could show out. No, you're wrong. Saints -5.5 all day, every day. The Saints are the best football team in the NFL to me. I think Drew Brees can carry this offense and Alvin Kamara. Without Michael Thomas out, it's all right. They signed Emmanuel Sanders, great veteran. And that O-line and defense was awesome against the Bucs, proving that they're the dominant team in that division. Saints -5.5, I think that's really undervalued. I think they should be favored by at least 7.5. The Raiders, although winning last week, the Panthers aren't a great team. I know it was a high-scoring battle, and Josh Jacobs did look good. But I expect the Saints and the Saints defense to be awesome here, Monday Night Football, and show out against the Raiders, -5.5. Now, for the Eastern Conference Finals, Game 3 pick, Heat vs. Celtics. And if you listened Thursday night, you heard me jump on the Heat, +2.5. And that's what we're going to do again. We're going to take the Heat, +3, and keep riding the hot hand. I like the Heat here because I think that they're playing better. I think that they're more united as a team and better coaching from Eric Spoelstra than Brad Stevens this series. I expect Jimmy Butler and Bam Adebayo to keep up the good work with shooters around them, and I think that there is controversy going on in that Celtics locker room. You may think to yourself, well, good teams like the Celtics and Bucks should not go down 0-3, but look at what we saw. We saw the Bucks lose Game 3 to basically end the series, and the Heat took control from there. I'm not predicting a Heat win, but I'm going to take the points +3 because I think each game here will be close and the Heat have been playing better. Now to Jake for his pick.
I agree with C totally. I'm all on the Heat train. It's a surprisingly low team total for the Heat at 102. I'm taking the over on that all day, every day, 2 times on Friday. All but one time in the playoff, the Heat have gone over 102. That's 10 out of 11 times. And the past 8 times has gone over 102. I think the Heat stay with the hot hands here. Tyler Herro shooting great. Duncan Robinson, 6 three-pointers last game, which was huge, I believe, four in the first quarter. The Celtics are dysfunctional. They're fighting. You know, you saw the Shams tweet last night. Marcus Smart causing trouble. I think the Heat put a dagger in them, go up 3-0 for the second time, and they for sure, regardless of the final, they for sure get over 102. That is my lock of the week. That's all for today. Hope you enjoyed. We got 10 NFL games, which is the most we've ever had, and an NBA playoff game. This is our longest episode ever. It's about 15 minutes. Hope you enjoyed. Keep following me at JSportsBetting1 on Twitter. Follow the Apple. Follow the iTunes podcast. It's great. Thanks for the ratings so far. I believe we've gotten 4 5-star ratings. Love that. Please subscribe on Apple. And if you're listening on Spotify or wherever, subscribe on there. I'm going to be posting updates for this pod on Twitter if you want to hear more. And let's make some money.